You're listening to Archer Radio.
Hello.
Hey, Archer.
Hey, Jimbo. How are you?
Okay.
I heard that Homer called and said that you were interested in being on the podcast.
Yes. I actually haven't listened to one yet.
Oh, you haven't? You need to listen to the one with Homer, the phone call to Homer.
Because he did an imitation of someone?
Yeah, he did an imitation of Michael Jackson.
Oh, no.
It was kind of funny. Is it okay to record your voice?
Sure.
Okay, cool. So, I read on your blog that you're in some back pain. What happened to you?
Yes, I threw my back out. I have a impacted vertebra due to some mild scoliosis, and it causes strain on a little tiny back muscle that has the ability to cause incredible amounts of pain while it's spasming.
Ouch.
And pretty much the only thing to do is preventative chiropractic treatment, a certain regimen of stretches, and good drugs.
Yeah, I was going to say, I read on your blog today that you took the drugs and you're feeling much better today.
Yes, much better. I was actually up and about for a little bit. I went to 14th Street and got a bite to eat.
Cool.
And watered my flowers, and then constructed a rap song.
Oh, you did a rap song? A rap song about your back?
Yes.
Do you want to share that with the listeners?
Sure. Do you have a beat line or something?
No, unfortunately I don't.
Okay, it's going to have to be a cappella then.
That's fine.
So, I'm sorry, but lying on my back, on crack, watching my DVDs, eating my M&Ms, ain't slam, tripping around, that's it.
That's very good. I'm sure they'll enjoy that.
Jim Bone Dog.
There you go.
Jim Bone Doggy Dog. And needless to say, I'm a little cracked out right now.
Are you? When's the last time you took your medication?
This morning, sleeping aids were a bit stronger than normal, and I just slept till about noon.
Wow, that's nice.
But then again, fucking up your back makes all your other muscles tense.
Ah.
Makes you very, I think it makes you tired because you have to use all your muscles differently. Like, I have to squat instead of bend over, you know, and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Needless to say, bottoming is out of the question for a while.
Oh, no. Does that muscle relax and also relax your dick as well?
Yeah, like, I'm not even horny.
Oh,
so,
that's too bad.
And while it might relax the sphincter muscle as well, it just, well, there's no, you know, there's no putting the feet up in the air right now.
That's too bad. Now, see, I didn't even know that you were a bottom, so.
Well, I mean, for that particular position, I'd like to consider myself versatile, but, well, even fucking is out of the point. No way.
Yeah, that would certainly mess up those back muscles even more.
I have to, like, you know, grind. That would just hurt. I can barely wipe my ass. Yeah. So.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes.
Well, now I noticed on your blog today that you posted a picture. It's kind of a funny picture of you with your head wrapped up with your camera on your head taking a picture. Explain to me what that process of trimming your chest hair is about.
Well, I only do it once a year because you know how I feel about trimming and that it's generally bad.
Okay.
We all have a bit of cognitive dissonance in us all. And especially when you reach onto your chest and kind of pull and you feel this 3-inch long chest hair, which is, you know, that's just a little bit much. So
I agree.
Especially in the spring, I feel extra fluffy. So I trim, especially by the time I get to the beach in like July, it'll be grown out to a nice distance. But believe me, I do not make it a habit of trimming because that's just silly. A man should not have to have that as a regular part of his regimen.
I don't like trimming either, but now, do you trim downstairs as well?
Yes.
Uh-huh. You have some smooth balls?
Once you've done that once, you can never go back.
That's true. You have to keep doing it, you mean?
Yeah, because you just... God, mine's like a frickin' afro. So,
Now, do you completely shave down there or just a trim?
No. No razor ever gets close to my nads. I trim carefully so I don't nick, you know.
Yeah, that would be painful.
And even further back.
Oh, I never go further back.
You don't want dingleberries either.
No, gross.
I want, you know, I use a special old clipper just for that area.
Oh, my.
So don't worry. If you need to use my clipper, it's not the one I use for the dingleberries.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Now, what do your all your bear friends think about you trimming the chest back?
Oh, they'll whine a little bit. But that's just too bad. And, you know, I shave once in a while, too.
Your chest?
No, my face. Oh. I don't always have a beard, either.
That's true. I was going to say, I've seen you clean-shaven before.
Andrew Sullivan was whining that I shaved. I'm like, tough luck.
It'll grow back.
Yeah, well, sometimes I just get sick of it, and it's actually easier to shave than to have a beard.
Oh, I agree with that, yeah, because you have to, there's too much maintenance with keeping that line and all that.
Yeah, so...
Well, do you ever go with a goatee?
Oh, God, that's so pre-2000, no way.
As I sit here with a goatee.
Yeah, and I had a foo, and it looked kind of hot, but what a pain in the ass.
Yeah, Homer had a foo, too, there for a while.
Yeah, they're really hot, but they're hard to maintain. You have to sculpt around them.
Yeah, that's a pain.
And if you slip once, it's all over.
Yeah. You have to start all over.
Yes. So, yeah, I spent the last 2 days being cracked out, and I believe I'll be able to go to work tomorrow. I doubt my productivity level will be high.
No, probably not.
So, but that's okay. It's slow season right now.
That's true. Now, will you be taking drugs, though, tomorrow when you go to work to just keep your back in, be able to?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Sitting is the worst, and no, there would be no going about without drugs.
Yeah, I would guess so. Now, how long does this usually last for you, this back thing?
About 2 weeks.
Yikes.
Until the spasm subsides. It's just this. I'm not sure if the doctor said it's a spasm that continues until it relaxes or if it's just a single spasm that sort of then pulls the muscle. But the first one I had, this is my third. The first one I had, it was like horrible and I just started a new job and I had to go to work and it was just awful. So now I know, you know, just chill out, don't go to work if you can afford it, and relax. It's already getting better.
Yeah, I actually know what you mean because I can be doing something as simple as being in the shower and I lean over to grab the soap and my back just tenses up, and it'll take a good 3 or 4 days for it to go away for me.
Yeah, but it seems to be getting shorter in duration every time it happens, so it's just... I hope the frequency doesn't increase, but...
Oh, I hope so, too. But it's probably decreasing in the amount of time that you have it because you've figured out how to deal with it, and it goes away quicker.
True. So I need to see Dr. Fishkin.
Dr. Fishkin? Is he your doctor?
Dr. Fishkin is my Jewish chiropractor. he's not hot like most Jews.
Oh.
And I discovered my upstairs neighbor who sleeps directly above me, who I thought was this cute, lean, scruffy, Jewish soccer player-looking kid.
Sounds hot.
not Jewish.
Oh.
He's Italian.
Italian isn't bad either, though.
No, that's okay. His name is Jeremy Lipoli.
Great name.
He plays guitar every night, and he plays really well. I think he might be a professional.
Oh, does he serenade you to sleep?
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's nice. Now, this is the new apartment for you, right? Didn't you just move recently?
Yep, it's a basement.
Yeah, I read about your spiders on the wall.
Yeah, at first I thought I was hallucinating.
It was just the spiders.
But they're real.
Now, let me ask you, why are you single?
Why? Well, I'm not really single.
Oh, you're not?
Haven't you been reading my blog?
I guess I haven't been reading it in detail enough.
The one who is referred to as the hunky leprechaun.
Oh, he's your boyfriend?
Well, one of those things.
Oh, see, I didn't put the two together. I'm so stupid.
I met him about 4 or 5 months ago online. First, I saw him a long time ago on the Onion Personals, but he only had a thumbnail-sized sketch, and I don't trust those because, you know, if it's a picture of someone taken 200 yards away, that doesn't tell me much.
No, it doesn't. They're misleading.
And I've found from experience they're as misleading as you'd assume they would be. So, somebody, he sent me an email on Friendster with the same picture, same stupid thumbnail picture, but with better pictures, and he was really cute.
Oh.
And he's a biologist.
Ooh, even better, an intelligent man.
And he knows more than me about the natural world and stuff.
Wow.
But he said he's just a baby fango.
Uh-oh, what does that mean? How old is he?
Well, he's 30, but he hasn't been out long.
Oh, well, you know, that can be a problem sometimes.
Yes, I'm his first.
Oh, no.
And I'm trying really hard not to crush him, as they do with all first. You know, I have a bad, the last two people who were the first relationship, I was not tender and sensitive with them. You have to treat the baby gays with very, very sensitively because they approach with great passion.
Yes, they do.
Unlike us jaded old.
Old queens.
Yeah. So, anyway, we get along like two peas in a pod, and I really like spending time with him. And not interested in dating anyone else.
Well, good.
And, except there's always the but.
Yes.
But he is going to Florida for his PhD program in Gainesville.
Oh, and to stay there while he's doing it?
Yeah, in August.
Uh-oh.
Now, the romantic side of me says, la, 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 you never know. Who knows?
Yeah.
You never know. But the rational and the person who's heard many stories like it knows that there's, you know, a low chance. But we're definitely going to be friends, and we definitely spend time, and I hope to have more fun with him this summer. So, definitely a super-duper catch and someone I have not felt as excited for in a long time.
Wow, that's great. Well, of course, the romantic side of me says the same thing, that oh, it would be so great if it worked out, but realistically, it's not going to. You know,
I'm not going to say that.
Right, but you'll get a really good friend out of it, let's say that.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's not likely.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say it's not, because that's, I don't believe in absolutes when it comes to that sort of thing.
That's true. He could finish his PhD and come back and want to be with you.
Or have an awful time down in Florida.
And come back early, you mean?
Yeah. Or just pine away to near death from not being with me and fly back and, you know.
And run into your arms.
Yeah, so you never know.
That's true. But now, let me ask you a question about him. You say he's a new baby gay.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be his first relationship. Is he newly out?
He's been out a couple of years.
So he's had other let's say, sexual relations? You're not his first?
I shouldn't say, but I'll say. But I'm his first.
Okay, well, that would worry me a little bit, too, because he's 30, but baby gays tend to, at some point, don't they get to the point where they want to experience other guys?
Yeah, that's true. And that's also a concern. Like, he has no perspective. Or little. He's dated before, but not sex.
Yeah.
And so in terms of relationships and interpersonal, he has very little perspective. And that's, I would prefer someone with perspective.
Yes.
But for someone who hasn't had man-on-man sex, he's pretty darn good.
Well, if you get to 30 and you don't have man-on-man sex, then you've created a lot of images in your mind that you'd like to try out, I guess.
He took my advice of, if it feels good, go with it. And he took it very well and goes with it very well.
That is good to hear. Of course, a healthy sex life is always good.
Yeah.
Now, I guess I take it that he reads your blog too, then.
Yeah, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, I have the same thing. The guy I date reads my blog and listens to my podcast, so I have to be careful what I say.
Yeah, I'm reluctant to share people I date with the fact that I have a blog if they don't have it already, because I worry they're going to, A, worry about what I'm going to say about them, and B, when I write many of my blog entries, it's usually in the morning and I'm hyped up on a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
And they usually have a bit of a sharp and sometimes negative edge. And also I write in a voice that is not necessarily me. Like I said, my blog entries represent a slice of how I'm feeling at a particular moment in time. And they are not wholly representative of who I am. And I kind of get a little ticked at blog stalkers that think they know me or, well, I am me under this assumption that they know me. And all they know is my interpretation of myself.
And it was only at that minute.
Right. And it's a mere, it's what I think of myself and what I think I'm writing about, but it's my good friends who really know me may have a completely different opinion. So, to all you blog stalkers out there, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
You know my writing.
I think I've been reading your blog for more than a year now, I think.
You don't know me either.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I do not know you. I met you once, though, when Homer was visiting.
That's right. Wasn't he a lovely guest?
He was a lovely guest. Yes, he was.
Homer is the best host as well, and everyone should go visit him in Tucson.
Well, I had plans to, but things weren't working out this summer for me to be able to do that, so.
Well, I would recommend the spring.
Oh, right, because of the heat?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Lovely. And Pancesco from Tucson is lovely.
And he takes wonderful photos, too.
He does, and he's really, really nice and a really nice gentleman.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about Homer, I've noticed, I haven't talked to him about this or written about it, but try this. Try, like, joking about a particular topic in archaeology and kind of make fun of a particular issue or item. And Homer will respond dead serious and will make no humorous light of the topic.
I can imagine that because he takes his archaeology seriously.
Homer is dead serious about his profession and there's no joking about lost Indian cultures, pottery shards, or digging methods.
I know, he is serious about it. And that's why he was concerned about when he was writing about his recent dig. He was concerned that he was going to turn some people off, but it's a passion for him, so he should write about it.
Yes, and I like to I thought it was very interesting.
I did too. I read them all. So,
do you have like prearranged questions?
No, not at all. I'm just talking off the top of my head.
Can we gossip about other bloggers?
Sure.
Who do you want to gossip about?
I don't know. Well, did you ever read Wet Dreaming?
No.
Okay, well, he's gone now. He's like a porn star now.
I don't read many porn stars' blogs.
No, I can't. Well, he doesn't have it anymore, so.
The movies are generally more interesting than the blogs.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I actually, what about Corky? Do you read Corky?
Yay, Corky. I'd love to visit Corky because my brother, I used to live in Portland, and my brother lives in Hood River, and Corky's cute, and he's funny, and he's smart, and he lives in Portland.
Yeah, he just moved there.
Yeah, and Corky would be a great refuge where I can escape from my brother.
And it looks from the pictures on his blog that he's got a really nice house now, too.
Nice house, nice dick.
Yes, he is gorgeous.
And he has a beard, too, which is super-duper woofy.
Right, because I know you like the bearded men.
Yes. I emailed him. I was like, I do not recognize your pictures, and I have no idea where you lived, even though I lived in Portland. And sure enough, he lives in an area of Portland that I never went to. So I cannot speak for Corky's neighborhood. But Portland is a lovely city. It's very lovable. Within an hour of the coast or the beautiful Columbia Gorge with windsurfing opportunities. And if anyone's interested, my brother is dying to teach anyone how to windsurf because every time I go visit him, he wants to teach me how to windsurf.
And you're not interested in learning?
It's complicated. If you're there for just 2 days, you cannot easily pick up a highly technical sport like windsurfing.
Yeah, I would guess you'd need a lot more time to practice the skill.
It's like surfing or hang gliding or, I don't know, surfing or hang gliding or windsurfing. It's something you kind of need an entire season.
Right.
Skiing you can pick up in a day. Windsurfing you cannot.
That's right, because you're a snowboarder, right?
Yeah, and that's something you can kind of get, and it's something you don't forget, and every time you can just build on those skills, but there's so many different elements to windsurfing that you have to be aware of, but he's so enthusiastic about teaching, he's going to teach you right now, and you're going to have a great time, and you're going to love it, or else,
you will learn how to windsurf, or else.
And I told Corky, if he ever wants to learn how to windsurf, my brother would just love to teach him.
Well, Corky will have to take him up on that sometime. So what other bloggers do you read?
Who do I read every day?
Yeah.
I read We Like Sheep.
Right.
Drink the hunky, intelligent, and really polite in real life, Eric McStud. Like, he's really hot, but even though he's really hot, he's actually really nice, too.
And that's We Like Sheep?
We, comma, Like Sheep. It's okay. On my blog roll.
All right.
And he's funny and writes well, and he gives good scruff.
He gives good scruff.
I used to read Dog Poet every day, but...
So did I, but he barely ever posts now.
Yeah.
But I love his stuff. When he does post, I love it.
Yeah, shame on him. It's not like he's going to school this summer right now because he's not taking classes. So, like, what is he doing?
Exactly, because the last time he posted was May 18th, and I'm just waiting for his next post.
I think he has a boyfriend.
Ooh, you think so? Well,
because he's dropped everything and he's fallen in love and he doesn't blog anymore. That's my guess.
Well, didn't he talk about meeting a guy when the bloggers met up in New York?
Yeah, and it wasn't me, and I'm pissed and bitter.
Don't be bitter. You've got your baby gay.
Yeah. Have you met him ever?
No, I have not. But he is... The few pictures I've seen of him, he is just adorable.
Well, he's not just adorable. In real life, he's, like, dreamy and soft-spoken and shy.
Aww.
And has a really hot chuckle.
Oh.
Yeah. And who else do I read every day? Well, Beaverhausen.
Right.
I like their take on things. I'm starting to read The Conjecturer more. But it depends on how much sleep I've gotten. I can't read the really intensely political blogs if I haven't gotten enough sleep. And I probably won't be reading the intensely political blogs for the next couple days while I'm cracked out.
Probably a good idea.
So I'm going to stick to the really shallow, vapid blogs like Vivid Blurry.
Oh, yeah. I read him, too.
That's about all I can handle right now.
He actually started a podcast there for a while. He posted a couple podcasts, but then he stopped doing it, and I don't know why he stopped. Because he's linked on all the major queer casts, so I don't know why he stopped.
Little known, really super funny blog from DC is Schizophonic.
I don't know that one.
Oh, it's on my blog roll. He's a friend of Beaverhausen John, and he's just, read his text carefully, and he's just a frickin' riot.
Schizophonic. Okay, there, I found it.
Props, yo, to Schizophonic.
Oh, cool. I'll have to check him out.
I try to avoid reading certain evil blogs from Manhattan whose names shall not be mentioned.
Yes, I'd rather you not mention them because I know who you're talking about, and I don't want to give them any press.
But it's like a train wreck.
It is a train wreck. You're right.
You read them, and then you can't believe someone actually thinks that way, and although these people claim it's a joke, I think that's a crock of shit, because every joke has a grain of truth in it, and frankly, I know gay people, some gay people think that way, and I know this person in particular, through his style of living, lives that way too, and...
Well, if it's the same one I'm thinking of, they're just mean. They're just out-and-out mean.
Yeah, and that... I have my theories as to how you end up with constipated gay men like that. Would you like to hear them?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, first there's the ghetto theory where you move to a gay ghetto and everybody loves to be part of a community. And when you do, you kind of forget about or sell out the old things that you used to enjoy doing. In lieu of what is perceived as what you're supposed to be doing in the gay community. And some people remember to get back to the things they used to do, but more often than not, they throw out the baby with the bathwater, and that includes former morals, especially when these people are disconnected from their former family support network and how they were raised.
Right.
And that, on some level, makes them constipated, angry, and cranky, which is how you end up with bitter queens. And I would suggest to some folk, either stop being gay or remember what you used to like doing. And that's one idea.
Well, and they just simply shouldn't take their bitterness out on other people.
Yeah, well, it's how they got that way. I don't think anyone is inherently mean. I think they got that way, and they have to find a way to get out of being that way. And you can't live that way, because it's a heavy load to carry.
Yes, it is, and it's just it's like a downward spiral.
Hatred is hard work. That's why I try to avoid it, because I'm lazy.
I don't think you're lazy.
But, yeah, and just also I think such people have never been challenged by putting themselves in a different kind of situation that would test their persona. And these people remain untested, and it makes you stale.
Very true.
Stale and constipated.
I agree with that.
So I'd recommend that some such people move to other. And that's the downside of a major metropolis, is you end up with this severe ghettoization with a great number of people who feel they have to or somehow slide into this intense conformity that makes you end up with a constipated persona. and just also helps to one day realize that gay life is a buffet.
That's true.
And you can choose to go to the vegetarian restaurant across the street. You know, you could always choose to go back to the McDonald's drive-thru that is straight life. But just keep in mind that you pick and choose what parts of it you choose to do. And you could also go back to the foods you used to like. So you don't have to buy the entire buffet and go there every day.
That's true. You are so wise.
Yeah, I got some cracked out of my gourd.
Okay, so you're blaming it on the drugs.
Yeah. You know, how pot smokers, like, write in a journal and they think they're really smart.
Right.
Right. That's me right now.
I'll remember that. So, any other blogs that you read daily that you care to share?
Beaverhausen, Christopher, although I never understand half of what Christopher's talking about because I'm so behind on pop culture that...
I agree with that. I think that, because I don't understand half of what he talks about either, and I'm thinking, I'm really out of the loop because what I just read doesn't make any sense to me.
She needs to work for, like, Teen People magazine or something.
I agree.
Or the, you know, the little express on the Metro?
See, I don't take the Metro, so I don't know.
Oh, well, there's a column by Lisa De Morales that is a riot, and if she ever gets sick, Christopher could fill in for her. And I'm sure his dream job would be to fill in for the person on the style page of the Express, because it's just snarky, snarky, snarky.
Well, he knows all about Lindsay Lohan and what's going on with Tom Cruise, and, I mean, all this stuff.
Tom Cruise is a freak.
Yes, Tom Cruise is a freak. Now, do you think he's gay?
Gosh, he's been such a freak lately. That even if he was gay and his freakiness is due to his soul being twisted into freakishness, he's no longer recognizable as gay.
That's true.
He's just simply a freak. But here's my thing on hot actors, like, oh, Brad Pitt's gay, or oh, Tom Cruise is gay. Okay, has anyone ever accused an ugly Hollywood actor of being gay?
Hey, that's a very good point.
Yeah, it's all a lot of wishful thinking. Like, did anyone say, oh, is Marty Feldman gay, or is Edward J. Olmos gay? But you know who he is, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the guy from Battlestar Galactica?
Right.
No, because they're not hot. Because it's gay men wishing that these people were hot.
But do you think there's anything to the way Tom Cruise has been acting lately? I mean, the way he's professing his love so loudly and so visibly that he's, it's almost like he has to just shout out that he's so straight?
Well, did you read that article about the fact that he's no longer with his former publicist, who is just an image Nazi, and she knew he was a moron and a freak, but then she controlled his image so strongly, she did not allow certain questions at the interview, because apparently he's just a lousy interviewer.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Yeah, it's a New York Times article. If left to his own designs, Tom Cruise will quickly and easily appear to be a freak.
Well, he did with that Billy Bush interview about Scientology. Oh my God, he was weird.
Yeah.
So.
You know, if you want to be a star, you have to maintain the star mystique, and he blew it. But anyway, other blogs. I like to read El Toro Rojo. El Toro Rojo.
I don't know that one either.
Oh, he's a 80s music smarty pants from L.A. He's kind of woofy. I read Ducci because she's a great writer, and she writes about poop and shit all the time.
Which one is that?
She is a straight female with a cute husband and a cute dog and a cute baby. And I recommend all my straight friends who have children to read it, and then they get addicted to it. She's been around since, like, the Stone Age. She's been around since External Modems, baby.
Oh, my God. Well, how long have you been blogging?
98.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, it was the first incarnation of my AOL profile pages. where I made a series of web pages to mess around with my HTML skills.
Right.
And I made a thing called Jimbo Today, and I would fix the HTML by hand, and one day my friend Kiri said, "You need a blog." And I said, "What's a blog?" And she said, "It manages your content so you don't have to do hand coding every day." And I said, "Oh my God, that's great." So I started in like 1999, but then I lost a couple of years in a tragic server accident.
Oh, that sucks.
I've been blogging longer than my archives would suggest.
Well, I've been blogging since 2003, so I'm a youngin' compared to you.
Yes, I would qualify for lifetime achievement in the bloggies, but I never get nominated.
Oh, well, now what about the new technologies of online stuff, like for example, podcasting? Do you ever think about getting into that?
Well, since I only just got DSL and I've been relying on phone connections, such things were beyond my ability.
Yes.
So, and I also like to keep things low-tech by just writing.
That's true.
Yeah. So, and I'm not, my music tastes are not that eclectic, other than the occasional odd remix or cover of a former pop song by someone new. I don't think I have that to sell.
Well, now see, podcasting isn't just about music. It's all the ones I listen to are all about discussions and voice. It's not music, really. And I actually don't include a whole lot of music in mine. It's all talking.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And there's about 12 of us who consider ourselves queer casters, because all of our podcasts are about gay things. So the field is small for the queer casters out there.
Hmm. Well, I'll definitely give you props. Send me the URL for this.
I certainly will.
As soon as you. Yeah, but I don't think I'll podcast because I need a couch more than I need the technology to podcast.
Well, actually, I have a very basic setup. Right now I'm recording on my a Logitech microphone that was like $25, and I'm using the speakerphone to do this.
Oh, cool.
And just recording it on audio on my Mac, and then I'll just add a little bit of stuff at the beginning and the end and upload it. So it's not as high tech as you might think.
Hmm.
So
interesting. I plan on setting my blog, or excuse me, my computer up for City of Heroes.
What is that?
It's one of those multiplayer games where you play online, you create a superhero, and then meet your friends online and go kick some ass.
Oh, that's cool. See, I haven't gotten into the online gaming, but I think I've read some of your posts about gaming. Because you have your Dungeons & Dragons group, don't you?
Yes, I have a mostly gay Dungeons & Dragons group. I have been playing Dungeons & Dragons since...
middle school?
1984.
Oh my God.
Before that, I played Tunnels & Trolls, if any of you old school gamers remember. And I played Dungeons & Dragons with a high school group. And then at college, I had a college group and my group back home that I played with. And then when I moved here, the first year I moved here, some friends I met from the water polo team, the Washington Redskins water polo team, wanted to play. And I got a couple other guys from the Lambda Sci-Fi group.
Wow.
And, you know, your general stereotype of a Dungeons & Dragons player is a greasy-haired, zitty-faced geek, and that's what my friend Brian was expecting. And he shows up, and three of the guys are muscular, handsome, good-looking water polo players.
Wow.
So he was happy and impressed, and many of the core group has been playing since we started, and we have one straight female with us in our group. She provides balance.
That's always good.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to have to close this up because we've gone on for 40 minutes, and that's going to be a huge file. So,
oh my God.
I appreciate you letting me give you a call, or actually you called me this time, and chatting, and I will probably post this tonight and put up links to your blog, and if it's okay, I'd like to use that picture of you on with the towel on your head for the post. Is that all right?
Okay, and I'll link from that entry, considering we talk about that particular entry so much.
Sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.